Welcome back to the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chow. We are going to do a special Florida election fraud series of guests for the next hour or so. And we have Corinne Clifford, who has reached out to us. Rob Aguedos just basically has been communicating with her, saying that this is an amazing story. This is something that we needed to cover. And after looking at it, I agreed. So Corinne is an independent journalist on X based in D.C. She's the host of the America Happens News in Florida to investigate the corruption happening in Florida primary. And so I want to talk to you for the first 5 minutes to kind of introduce this segment or section of the show, Corinne, that we're going to be going into. Thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to speak with you. I'm going to kind of give you the floor and allow you to set the stage. And please just understand that I am as unaware of what is going on as our audience is. So educate me as if I have no context here, and then we're going to dive right in and get the story out there.
Chase, I am so grateful to be on. Yes, I'm so grateful because, you know, InfoWars has the courage to do the story when most other channels don't. So thank you, Alex Jones. He's one of the greatest men alive. Listen, I stumbled onto the story because I'm based in Washington, D.C., and Congress is out on December 9th. So I decided to go to Florida because the Florida primary was yesterday, mm-hmm. August 20th. And I'm really in shock because Florida is supposed to be the gold standard of elections. So I thought I would come to Florida and just study the primary in like five different counties and try to figure out, you know, just bits and pieces for what we need to know for November. Because this all is going to end up in November. We may have a crisis where President Donald Trump can't win. Just in Florida, 1.2 million new voters have been registered, and we don't even know what's going to happen with that. So what I did is I chose to really focus on a very specific election in Florida. It's for the Supervisor of Elections office. And I chose to focus on America First candidates, Republican upon Republican primary, just to try to keep it as simple as possible, mm-hmm. Chase. And it has gotten so complex. Every single day, I get a new whistleblower from a different county in Florida telling me some serious election fraud that's happening. So the guests that are going to come on, I've picked about eight of them. They're each going to tell you a little piece to the story. But basically where we're at now is I don't think that the Florida primary should be allowed to be certified. I think that there is so much fraud happening in the Florida primary that we need to really take notice of this because it will affect every single state. And this is going to become a federal issue. One of the guests we're going to have on in the end is running for Supervisor of Elections in Palm Beach County, and he's already filed a federal lawsuit. He's getting Judge Eileen Cannon. What I'm worried about is that there are non-citizens registered to vote. Are they voting? In Collier County, Florida, they found two non-citizens who voted in 2020. We've seen the videos. We've seen the pictures, Chase. We know that there are non-citizens getting registered, but we're going to find out with the first guest I'm going to have come on today. His name is Christopher Gleason. He's from Pinellas County. He ran for Supervisor of Elections. He lost yesterday, of course, but there was a complete outage of the whole system for about 24 minutes. In certain counties in Hillsborough County, I have a Republican woman telling me that the election workers there told her she could only vote Democrat. In Charlotte County, Florida, I actually had so much interaction because that's where I started this. I'm seeing electioneering. I'm seeing the actual person on the ballot touching the ballots, counting the ballots. I'm seeing so many different violations and fraud happening in Florida. This all goes to Governor Ron DeSantis. It's his fault that this is happening. He's established an 800 number, doesn't get anything done. You're supposed to go to your local sheriff and say if you've seen any fraud happening. I actually have poll workers who weren't hired this round for the primary yesterday because
Corinne, we have to go to a quick break here just because we have a radio audience. I want to keep you for a few minutes after the break. It's a 60-second break because this is absolutely blowing my mind. Stay with us, please. Thank you.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Critical thinking meets the pursuit of truth. It's The War Room with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to The War Room, ladies and gentlemen. We have Corinne Clifford with us, breaking this amazing story about what's going on with this election in Florida for supervisor of elections, which my understanding is that this is a state-level position and obviously imperative in terms of supervising elections. So my question for you about this, and I know we've got the list here of all the guests that are coming on. I've read the bios. I'm familiar with this. My question is, what is different about this supervisor of elections election cycle than previous ones like in 2020 or 2016? Because I believe in 2020, Florida did go to Trump, and I think in 2016 it did as well. So traditionally, Florida has kind of been seen as, yes, very competitive, definitely a swing state. Obviously, the hanging chads issue, you know, 25 years ago was incredibly important. But it's not come off really as a stolen state yet, right, in the same way that others have. So can you kind of provide some context about what is concerning to you about this cycle compared to the past? Or has it always been corrupt and now we're just realizing it?
It's always been corrupt and now we're just realizing it. But what I'm really seeing is fake Republicans, the rhinos. They're probably Democrats. They act like Democrats. I'm seeing America First candidates not able to win anything. I'm seeing the rhinos actually using taxpayer dollars in Florida to fund their own personal campaigns and pursuits. I'm seeing so much corruption. I just focused on five counties because I've only able to be here since the first week of
now,
August.
Are these counties traditionally Republican or Democratic counties?
Most are 100% Republican. Florida is supposed to be a Republican state. I only interview Republicans. But what I'm finding out is that a lot of these candidates were selected, not elected, by Governor DeSantis. And we all know that he's a rhino. And at this point, I think that the Governor DeSantis is the real problem because he's allowing selected people who are
not. Well, Tennessee had some similar problems with that, too. I know Robbie Starbuck, who's been revealing some of the amazing things happening with DEI policies inside companies like Harley Davidson and Tractor Supply and others. And he's actually caused enough of a hubbub to get these companies to reverse these diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. It's been amazing what he's been able to do. But he was trying to run for office in Tennessee years ago, and the state party basically nixed it and just said, nope, sorry, you're not selected. Corinne, I've only got limited time, so I want to get to some of the other guests that we have on the list because I want to try to give everybody a chance to speak. It's been an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for breaking the story and bringing it to us. You're an American hero. Let's go straight to Chris Gleason. Chris Gleason ran for supervisor of elections in Pinellas County, Florida, filed an injunction, and is behind exposing the Smurf/Act Blue. Act Blue, of course, James O'Keefe has revealed, is responsible for tons of money laundering, seemingly, through some of their legitimate donors, and then they just hype up those numbers seemingly to thousands. So if you make a $25 donation at Blue, sometimes $10,000 will show up on the roster. Nobody knows where the money came from. Chris is the lead to stop the certification of the primary vote in Florida. Chris, honor and a pleasure to have you. Give us what's going on in the next 3 minutes, and then we're gonna plow through these guests.
Sure. So one of the things, the big thing that we found here in Pinellas County was some issues with blank ballots, but even more troubling than that, in the lead up to this election, we had identified in the statewide vote by mail report that as a candidate we get daily, we had identified that over 219,000 Pinellas County voters allegedly all decided on June 23rd to allegedly request a vote by mail ballot. Now, in Florida,
on the same day in one county to do that, it's unprecedented.
It's unbelievably unprecedented. So we're in excess of 90% of all the vote by mail ballots that were sent out were requested on that day. Now, the shocking part about this was that that day was a Sunday. So under Florida law, there's only three ways to request a vote by mail ballot. One would be by telephone. So we know that the supervisor of elections office was not open on Sunday.
Yeah, government doesn't do anything on Sunday. Barely does anything Monday through Friday.
True. Then number two would be an in-person visit where they would fill out and complete a form.
Also closed.
So that leaves us with a web request. Now, we just figured that somebody at the supervisor of elections office was doing really bad stuff and ordering these or requesting for these people these vote by mail ballots. Now, yesterday at the end of when the polls closed, we saw that VR Systems, the vendor for election night reporting, all of their systems went down. Now, coincidentally, VR Systems is also this the service provider that manages and is the repository for the voter rolls for the vote by mail ballot requests.
Yeah. So just like in Georgia with water pumps and leaks and just weird shutdowns and hacks and bizarre things, it's just another time that for some reason these machines or these systems collapse on the day that they're needed. They just cannot seem to figure it out.
Yeah. So, you know, and we warned them. We said, hey, look at Pinellas County, their tabulators had modems attached, and those modems were transmitting data via the internet. And so we had a couple of very brave whistleblowers who came forward and shared that information with us, and they were retaliated against by the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections office. And so we had all of these people, you know, telling us that they had not requested vote by mail ballots that had received them. So yesterday I went out to various polling areas and I noticed that there were massive numbers of people carrying vote by mail ballots to the polls. And one of them was a one of these people. They inadvertently told us what happened was a Tampa Bay Times reporter who said that she had not requested a vote by mail ballot recently this year, and that she had requested one previously. And so after some researching, we found out that she was part of this cohort of voters who had a vote by mail ballot requested for her without her knowledge or understanding on June 23rd.
And they'll still send it to her, right? But somebody else made the request?
Yes. Now, here's the interesting thing. We've had numerous whistleblowers and numerous voters go to the supervisors of elections office and request the records of them having requested the vote by mail ballots on June 23rd. And the supervisor of elections has refused to give them that information.
So what you can do is you can look at the voter rolls, determine who's a Democrat, and you can, if you have a system or employees in place, feasibly request mail-in ballots to be sent to them, even though it's illegal for you to request a mail-in ballot for someone else, and they just get it in the mail. It just disproportionately increases the likelihood that the Democrats have more voters.
That's one way to do it.
Wow.
But what we're seeing is that this was completely across the board. This was Republicans and Democrats all had their ballots requested for them on June 23rd. And so we know that the voter couldn't have done it for the most part, right? So that as we were at the polls, we were told that there was a collection point in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. So we went there and we captured on video all of these voters going to return vote by mail ballots to these drop boxes. And all of these voters all said that they had made requests in previous years, but not this past year. So I immediately went down to the circuit court and filed for an emergency injunction. And so we requested an emergency hearing, and we're waiting for that to happen right now.
Wow. Well, Chris, thank you so much for sharing that story and highlighting this injustice. I wish I could spend more time with you, but we do have other guests to get to, but that's very important. Please follow Chris Gleason. Amazing stuff happening. Just our republic's under attack from all angles. Next up, we have Kathy Chamberlain on the list. She is a whistleblower who founded Pinellas County Watchdogs, and she is here to explain what happened on 8/20 yesterday and why so many lost this election for Supervisor of Elections. Kathy Chamberlain, honor and a pleasure to have you on the War Room here on InfoWars. Thank you for being with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I really want to thank Corinne for bringing such light to this issue, because I don't know what happened yesterday, to be honest with you. I don't think anybody really does.
Sure.
We need answers. That's for sure. And I've been on the ground here in Pinellas for almost 4 years now, trying to get answers out of our supervisor of elections on voter rolls, because we found 20% of our voter rolls were dirty. And when I tried to get some answers, they
now,
gave
what does
me an
dirty
estimate
mean? Does dirty mean these people are dead? Does it mean that they don't live in the state anymore? All of the above?
All of the above. They can be, we found people that were born in 1899 on the rolls. We'd go to empty lots that supposedly had 10 voters on them. I mean, I really came into this thinking we were the gold standard. Mm. And this great group of grassroots volunteers, we went around canvassing and we found quite the opposite. And then we kind of naively went to our supervisor of elections with all of our data and expected them to say, oh my gosh, thank you so much, we're going to fix this.
You thought you were going somewhere to get help, but then you realized that they might actually be responsible for perpetrating some of these problems.
Well, when somebody hides something enough from you, you begin to question, what are they hiding?
Right.
And so when Chris Gleason came along, he lives in the same county that I do, and we kind of united our efforts. With the slate of SOE candidates, I started meeting one candidate after another from different counties, and we now have 13 very good qualified people, candidates who were running for supervisor of elections yesterday. Not all of them. Some of them won't be coming up until the general election, but about 8 of them had primaries yesterday. And so, you know, I had a Zoom call with the slate right before coming on here, and we all agreed, you know, it's not like necessarily one particular thing. It's just a whole bunch of stuff that have piled up, and the non-transparency is the common denominator with our 67 county supervisor of elections. We can't get answers.
Right. Absolutely. So where can people find you and follow you as well as support on the Pinellas County Watchdogs?
Yeah, well, they can go to PinellasWatchdogs.org because our group here is really into transparency and getting answers and cleaning up from the local level. That's what we keep hearing we should do, and try to fight the rhinos. We can't even get to the Democrats yet because the rhinos are in the way.
Well, Kathy, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to come on, and thank you for putting in the good fight for election integrity in Florida. Next up, we have David Kalin, who ran for supervisor of elections in Charlotte County, Florida, and will explain the local fraud that happened there. David, honor and a pleasure to have you here on the War Room. How are you today?
Thank you for having us on, Chase.
Yes.
It's been quite a week, actually a few months here. I can't say enough for Kathy Chamberlain, who's kind of put a lot of this together,
yes,
as well as Corinne. What went on here in Charlotte County was just, I would call it nothing short of a train wreck. And I've been accused of rhetoric and everything else with this election. But in my case, when you have the sitting supervisor of elections, who was appointed by the governor, that is running for re-election and is sitting there physically handling and counting the ballots herself during canvassing, or not sending out the proper notices for candidates to be able to come in or the general public to come in and inspect the ballots in the proper fashion for the mail-in ballots, which we have that legal right under Florida statute, which is under 101.572, that we're supposed to be notified so that we can verify, okay, they're doing the signatures correctly, or they're actually signed ballots. These aren't fake,
right,
mail-in ballots, because many of us are seeing these huge pushes of mail-in ballots all at once. And so none of that happened. She's handling the ballots. We've got poll watcher and poll worker, one after another, giving sworn affidavits that my opponent is actually going into polling locations after the polls close and then staying in there for extended periods. And then they come in the morning and all the seals are off the machines. These are some pretty outlandish statements, but this is coming straight from people that are witnessing it themselves. So when you start to see this kind of stuff happening over and over, day after day, they put a life-size poster of themselves right in the lobby when you come into a polling location.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
electioneering. That's right under Florida statute 106.113. You're not allowed to do that, but yet nobody will slap her hand. Nobody right. will tell her to stop. Her own general counsel says, oh, you're perfectly legal to do all that. You're fine.
Well, you see the same problem at the federal level too, not just with elections, but it doesn't really matter what the law is if the Department of Justice is unwilling to enforce it or only willing to disproportionately enforce it. I mean, without even mentioning any specific cases of that, I mean, we're all familiar with what's going on, right? And so if you have a corrupt judicial system, then it doesn't matter what the legislative or the executive branches of a government do, either at the state level or federal level.
Absolutely. And when you've got the seated candidate that's in there, that's endorsed by the lawmakers, endorsed by the judicial branch,
you
start to look at this and say, this is why this happens. And we're just seeing it county by county by county. I'll let you know, Lee County, just to the south of us, I had a report from actually another candidate running here in Charlotte County. His girlfriend, who's a Canadian citizen, owns a rental home in Lee County. She's not legal to vote in the United States, and because she bought a property there, the Lee County Supervisor of Elections mailed her a mail-in ballot to Canada.
Wow.
So when you hear this stuff going on, you hear one case, then another case, and another case. You know, we keep getting told.
Obviously, there's a systemic problem, and it's not just anecdotal. It's been an honor to have you, David Kalin. I got to go to more of the guests, though. Great job reporting on this. Thank you for being a whistleblower and fighting for truth. Jay Bowes is up next. He's a business owner in Charlotte County, same county that David Kalin's from, who filed with his local sheriff regarding the corruption that he witnessed. Jay Bowes, what is on your mind? What do you have to tell the audience today? Thank you for being here.
Hi, Chase. Thanks for having me, Corinne. Thanks for arranging this. Appreciate it. I own a local restaurant and bar called the Rabbit Hole.
And, I can't wait to go, man. You got fish and chips?
You got to come out here. And we get, we get people coming to the bar, sitting down and talking. So I'm listening to people who are whistleblowing and saying, hey, did you hear that election mail-in ballots are being counted long before the canvassing board is supposed to meet on the 9th. They've been opening ballots, comparing signatures, running tabulators, and they're doing all this in the dark. And
wow.
I said, why don't you guys go and tell someone about this? And they said, well, we want to keep our jobs. You know, Charlotte County, we're about 220,000 people. 30%, Chase, are in the poor category, right?
Yeah.
So it's not a wealthy place. And they're, that's a large number, that are either not involved in the election itself. We had less than a 22% or roughly 22% turnout. I mean,
yeah.
At these kind of numbers, 22% turnout, you can rig an election far more easily than when you
it's the opposite of too big to rig. I mean, that's what Trump's really hoping for, pushing for at a federal level, whether you're going to vote for him or not. That's the idea, is if they're going to rig the election, it has to have such turnout that it's like impossible to do so.
That's right. And so I'm hearing all these reports and going, man, now I heard this and I got to do something as a responsible citizen. I can't just let people say that these bad things are happening and not do something. So I went over to the sheriff's office because the law says that's where you should go. So I went through the runaround and sat for 20 minutes, and eventually the deputy sheriff with all his, microphones and guns and looking all professional came out, and, wanted to take he wouldn't really want to take the report till we insisted that he does. I got a number. I wasn't going to leave the building without taking a number from him. And then he called me 3 days later to give a sworn testimony. So went back again, waited for another 25 minutes and got into a room and got read what the definition of
perjury.
Perjury is. So first he asked me and I told him I knew what it meant, and he proceeded anyways. So all these are just little tactics that essentially dissuade citizens from coming and telling the truth, right? And I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't want one candidate over another. I hope the best candidate wins.
Right.
So here I am trying to report and say, look, the supervisor of election, who is also a candidate, is handling her own ballots. She's basically the person who is in the...
It's
in
obviously
the,
a conflict of interest if the supervisor of elections is handling ballots in an election that they're in.
That's right.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right. And by the way, the votes are being opened long before you have announced to the public on a newspaper or anything
right.
else. So,
right.
So we can't go...
They're sending out mail-in ballots that aren't requested, right? And then they're counting them before they're supposed to count them. And then the person counting them is also running in the race that it's being counted for. I mean, this just sounds totally screwed up.
Well, that's where we are right now in Charlotte County. And we're just hoping, look, our population has gone up. The awareness of elections and the temperature has gone up. And yet we're getting 22% turnout. So that concerns me. And I really need people to wake up and get out there and do their duty and report to the sheriffs and do what is necessary to take back the power for we the people.
Well, Jay Buzz, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the War Room here on InfoWars. Thank you so much for coming on and for being a whistleblower and just fighting for integrity in this process. And good luck to you and your businesses and your family. I appreciate it. Next up, we have Mick Peters, who ran for Lee County Supervisor of Elections, and he is going to explain the fraud in his county as well. But let's go ahead and bring Mick on. We might come up on a break while Mick's speaking, so we'll keep him during the break if we still need more time. But go ahead, Mick. What's on your mind? I think he's muted. It's okay. What we can do is...
I'm good.
We got you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the government's trying to silence you, man. You shouldn't be silencing yourself with the mute button.
It wasn't intended.
What's up, man?
Thanks, Chase, Kathy, Corinne, all my supporters. We couldn't have gotten anywhere near as what we did without an incredible amount of help. Chase, I had a very unusual circumstance occur in my election. People came to the MiamiIndependent.com, FloridaPolitics.com. They came to me for a comment, and I didn't know what to do because, quite simply, I had a situation where I had a current sitting supervisor of elections who basically is a sexual predator and was being exposed in the media, and it had already been confirmed by him and his campaign manager that everything in the original article was true, accurate, and correct. Basically, he had a real serious problem on his hands because he had constructed his own settlement agreement / severance agreement with the victim and used our taxpayer money illegally to basically issue a hush money agreement.
Wow. So you get to pay for his own counsel for hush money while he counts ballots in his own election.
Exactly. The worst part is we've discovered there are more victims.
Yeah.
And it's awful. We also had 18,453 vote by mail ballots that went to the wrong address per the NCOA 2 days before they dropped and mailed. And 80%, right at 80% of our ballots cast in this primary election were vote by mail ballots, formerly known as absentees.
Right.
Absentees.
And do you live in a Republican county?
I'm sorry?
Do you live in a Republican county?
Lee County, Florida. The eighth largest county in Florida and the reddest county in the state.
Wow. It's very impressive. Now, stick with us. We have to come up on a 4-minute break because we're on radio. But for 80% of voters in an election in a Republican area to be mail-in, that's very unprecedented. More on the other side.
Staggering.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles. With circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Mm-hmm.
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Your host, Chase Geyser, exposing the deep state on The War Room.
I am Chase Geyser, joined by Mick Peters. Mick, you've been doing a great job breaking down what happened. Basically, my understanding is you live in a very large county in Florida. It's a very Republican county in Florida. And for this election, 80% of the votes cast were mail-in, which is something Republicans traditionally are not known for. They like to show up on election day. They like to vote in person. Please continue breaking down and kind of wrap up and conclude and summarize what you've been saying, and then we'll go on to some of the other guests that we have.
We've got 475,000 registered voters. As of today, it's 479,000. Mm-hmm. And 23% turnout for the primary. And ironically, we basically had a supervisor of elections who was guilty of a sex scandal.
Yeah.
And it was, you want to talk about the deep state, all of our local media covered it up and covered for him and put out his apology to his family and the voters and assured everybody he could run an election properly, but omitted the fact that he had stolen our tax dollars for the hush money settlement.
Wow.
And this is horrible. It was even her payment structure was set up so that auditors and
so if you're willing to do something like that, steal money from taxpayers to pay for your own counsel and your own settlement, then it stands to reason that you'd be willing to actually steal an election too.
Well, we don't live in the state of the gold standard and certainly not the county of it. It's more like fool's gold here.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Mick, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on. I'm sorry that you've been dealing
with this level
of corruption, but I appreciate you fighting the good fight and whistleblowing on the situation. Hopefully our audience can get activated and just really keep their eyes on Florida, because we've got another important election coming up this fall as well. Alfie Oaks is a business owner in Collier County, and will explain how the governor is to blame in Florida for what is going on. Alfie, what is on your mind? Thank you so much for being here. I think, Alfie, I think you're muted too, man. Can you unmute yourself, please? I'm still having a hard time hearing Alfie. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep Alfie in line, but we're going to go to Peter next. Peter Berniger is the president of Election Watch. We'll explain the three-letter agencies involved in the corruption. After Peter, then we'll go back to Alfie once he gets his sound worked out. Peter, what is on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to share is that on a national scale, including Florida, of course, because they're using ESNS, voting systems, is that we have been publishing, and we have more to that's coming out, that ties in all the federal three-letter agencies. And, of course, this one of the heads of the snakes is the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. And per contracts that we've obtained is that the federal government, as we've been saying for 3 years, it's sovereign fraud regarding the election. And I have to come to the conclusion at this point, which is a change of my opinion, President Trump is not going to win in November due to this election machine fraud that is permeated through so many different layers.
So do you think that DeSantis is purposely trying to throw the election in Florida against Trump?
This is how they're doing it. The DHS, in fact, I just tweeted out today the connection, a four-page report of showing that the Cradle Point routers are being made in China and shipped to the United States. Then the Cradle Point routers are the ones being used at the county clerk's offices of ESNS and also Dominion for the ones who are using modems to report their election results, which all the Florida counties are doing.
So you have an enemy of the United States manufacturing the hardware used to tabulate our elections.
Yes, but the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, knows this is happening. And I have the bill of ladings, which I'm going to be publishing yet this week. And they show what happens is that the election results get modemed in to the county offices through the internet, even though if it's a cell phone tower, it'll connect to the internet, back to a cell phone tower, back to the internet, and eventually reaches the county office, whereby then the DHS has a Cradle Point router. And they have contracts through CIS, which is a private nonprofit, get this, that the federal government set up and created. And then the CIS had these other private companies, including CrowdStrike, contract with the counties to provide cybersecurity services, including endpoint service, monitoring service, Falcon endpoint service that monitors every single byte that's coming into the county, including election results.
So that's the vulnerability.
And how they're doing
these nonprofits can change that data then before it reaches the final destination. Is that what you're saying?
The government can change the data if they want to.
Right.
But one of the important parts of this is that they can see the election results data. If you have that information, you know exactly how many ballots to feed in for your candidate to take the so-called win. And where they're doing this is at the fusion centers, which was run by the Department of Homeland Security. And the fusion centers for Florida are located in Tallahassee, Orlando, and Miami. And Ron DeSantis knows full well that those fusion centers are sitting there, run by the DHS, who are monitoring this Cradle Point router and the data coming to it and through it. And they get away with it through these private contractors, CrowdStrike, which CrowdStrike, remember, is the same one who set up the Hillary Clinton closet servers.
Oh, sure. And responsible and for the major Microsoft crash.
And when they got caught, the CrowdStrike took them out of her house, out of Clinton's house, hid them in a warehouse, and told the FBI to go pound sand. We're not going to give them to you.
Yeah.
And the FBI, what did they do? Nothing. They did nothing about it. This is the same CrowdStrike that has hundreds, if not thousands, of contracts. I've obtained numerous ones up in Wisconsin here where CrowdStrike has a signed contract with the county clerk or with the county itself and providing so-called cybersecurity services to it. What they're really doing is they're monitoring and watching what the election results are. So they come in at poll closing times, and they know within minutes, seconds of what the counts are, the vote counts are.
Yeah.
And they're using that information then to stuff the ballots.
Determine how much they need to cheat.
Corrupt clerks, and one of them is Claire Woodall Vaughn in the city of Milwaukee, and I've called her out numerous times. This is one way of how they're stealing the vote. And respectfully, President Trump's campaign doesn't get it. They don't understand how massive this election fraudulent machine is that's permeated our system, and it's the federal government behind it. It's the DHS. It is the FBI. It is the CIS. It's the CISA, CISA. These are all federal government agencies and the one nonprofit that the federal government set up. It's our own government stealing our elections.
Wow, that's absolutely disgusting stuff. Peter, where can people find you, follow you, and support the work that you're doing?
I'm the president of Election Watch, and you can see our website, electionwatch.info.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. I think Alfie's sound issues are still being worked on, so I'd like to go next to Jeff Bongiorno, who is running for supervisor of elections in Palm Beach County, Florida, in November, and he has filed a federal lawsuit that is being heard by Judge Eileen Cannon. Jeff, please forgive me if I did not pronounce your last name correctly. Thank you so much for coming on. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here on the War Room on InfoWars.
Hey, it's great to be here. I know you did a great job. I've been called a lot worse, especially of late, filing this lawsuit. This journey started, I'm a tech guy, and I worked with Lindell and his team, and I got my hands on Tina Peters' image.
You have a promo code on MyPillow.com?
No, I do not. Mike Lindell has to be the smartest guy in the room, and it's just he's great at what he does, but he's not a tech person. And I had the tech background, and I kind of shied away from that because, as Peter said, this is the deep state. This is the CIA. This is our intel agencies. So they're not going to ever win a case with Dominion, and you're never going to win a case in state law because while the state judges. They're elected, so they're not going to take down the mechanism that keeps them in power. And that goes for the state legislators and all the way up to the governor. And I focused on this mass, what I call weapons of mass migration. And I started to look at the Social Security Administration's website where they list the HAVE registration. So it's you think that you need voter ID in Florida and in Texas, but you don't. You have these NGOs and third-party voter registration organizations, and they're allowed to register folks using the last four digits of a Social Security number. And we know that DHS, and by the way, DHS is the head of CISA, it's the head of Homeland Security, it's the head of the Secret Service, and criminal Alejandro Mayorkas is the head of all of these agencies that we're fighting against. So we have a deep-rooted problem. I decided to look at these registrations. So you go and you register. I published this data. It got retweeted by Elon Musk. For a year and a half, I've been publishing this data. And finally now, at the last minute, it gets called out. And then Trump retruthed it. And then hence the SAVE Act. So I don't know if that was anything to do with it. So then I went to the DMV in Palm Beach County. So I'm in Palm Beach County, Florida, in Trump's backyard. I went to the tax collector, which is the DMV facility, and outside is Mi Familia Vota. And if you look at all these lawsuits, they are the head of the snake. Mark Elias defends Mi Familia Vota. So this third-party NGO is registering voters using the last four digits of a Social Security number with no photo ID. So what's next? They get registered and they go online and they order a vote by mail ballot with, guess what? No photo ID. They use a four-digit code. And then they can go and order their ballots to vote with just that four-digit ID, submit them back, and they get counted. And this is why you're seeing these tremendous mass amount of vote by mail ballots. Now, I call them synthetic IDs, okay? Because we don't know who these people are. And we don't know how they're getting the ballots. We know ballot harvesting is involved. And these NGOs, they kind of change. They're like chameleons, kind of like Black Lives Matter turns to Antifa. Mm-hmm. They take their hats off and they stop registering voters. And then they put on their ballot harvesting hats and they cast the votes. I have the federal case. We filed an injunction on the voter rolls. What we want, we want the same rules to apply that apply for a juror, okay? Because yes. If you have a non-citizen on a jury, it's a mistrial.
Right.
And an election is life or death. It's a mistrial. So now that's that. What I want to talk about, can I share a screen by chance?
I'm not sure. You can sure try, but if it doesn't work in like 30 seconds, we'll just have to give up on it.
You have it disabled, so let's forget that.
Okay.
So what I want to talk to now is the breach, okay? And it was intentional last night. The same thing happened. I was a candidate last cycle. As you can see, I ran for Congress against Ryan O'Brien Mast, who's protected. And they pulled the same crap in Florida last primary, mm-hmm. where everything went dark. So they did it at 9 o'clock. But my theory now, and I could prove this, is that there's an open vector, okay? And through VR systems, who reports, they're responsible for the reporting. I have all the screenshots. I have all the proof. And basically, I believe the data was manipulated, and they delayed 30 or 40 minutes. They got the results they wanted, and then they dumped them. Now, this is the second time in as many elections that they've done this. And one more point. So for sure, that was intentional. It wasn't a hack. Okay. I got the goods. The other thing we talk about, deep state involvement in Florida being a swing state. There was a memo put out on November 8th, and it's still on the Department of Justice's website. I wanted to bring it up on the screen. You can Google it, Department of Justice Election Monitoring. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the counties, 64 counties, it's all of the usual suspects. And three of them are in Florida, and the three largest, of course, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. And so that's enough to swing a state. And they're sending monitors to basically be the ground force to help with the steal. And in my injunction, you have to stop the feds. They can't come into our state. That's one of the requests. Also, the canvassing board in Palm Beach County, they threw me out and they won't let me back in. So I can't watch canvassing. So now I have a First Amendment complaint, which I think is even bigger. We have to be ahead of the First Amendment complaints because they're going to pull the same crap, putting the pizza boxes over the windows.
Yes.
So this is a word to the RNC. They have to have these injunctions ready. File them in advance if you can. And as soon as they block one window, I'm going the civil route. So you hold these people accountable. It's $10,000. It's $15,000 per infraction, and you're personally responsible. And I'm also holding the canvassing board members, and they all happen to be judges. These are the people that certify elections that are false, and it's got to stop. We have to stop them from certifying the 2022 primary because it's tainted. It's like a surgical glove. Once you touch it, you can't go into surgery. You got to be sterile.
Right.
The election is not sterile, okay? We don't know. For 24 minutes, we've lost chain of custody of everything. And this election, it's not just one race. It's every race. It needs to be redone.
Well, Jeff, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you. And I love hearing that you're fired up. Thank you so much for fighting the good fight where you are. And I wish that I lived in your county so I could vote for you, man. I love it. I'm sorry that you're experiencing this and going through this. It, you know, fighting the info war like we do in different ways on different issues. I know what it's like to stare into the abyss, man. So stay strong and thank you so much. We do have Alfie Oakes, who is able to call in now. We've got his audio fixed. He's a business owner in Collier County and can explain how Governor DeSantis is to blame for this as well. So Alfie, go ahead. You should be live now. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit.
You know, HB 7050 did more harm to our election integrity in this state. And basically, in that bill, it made it where we have to use machines in all 67 counties. We have to not have voting day on the voting day. But we don't have to.
Alfie, I'm sorry. I'm getting a lot of feedback from you. I think I'm coming through on the. You're coming through on the speaker, and it's going back into the phone. So what I'm going to do is pull away from you, and I'm going to go back to Corin Clifford, who put this all together. I'm so sorry that this audio thing didn't work out. Corin, I want to bring you back on so you can kind of summarize what we've witnessed. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this medley with so many people, and I apologize again, Alfie, you really want to have you on. Maybe we can figure this out another time to have you on one-on-one for an extended period of time. But so many times with issues like this, they get written off and pushed aside because you have one whistleblower on air and it comes off like anecdotal, right? Like, oh, you got one nut that's having an issue, right? But then when you have eight people, normal people, honest people with no incentive to lie, back to back to back to back in different counties in the same state complaining about the same thing over and over again, then it's obvious that there is something systemically wrong at the deepest level. And it seems to go all the way up to the governor. Corin, what are your thoughts kind of wrapping up what we've been going through?
That is 100%.
I had you and then I lost you, Corin. I don't know if you accidentally muted yourself. Are you there?
No, I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You are totally correct. I'm having weird computer problems today. I think I'm probably getting hacked by the feds.
Yeah, it's an attack.
Bottom line is that the feds are the problem. This isn't someone else's problem. When you have election corruption, you're supposed to go to the FBI and report it. You're supposed to go to your local sheriff. You're supposed to call the Governor DeSantis 800 number. No one cares. The district attorney doesn't care. The Secretary of State doesn't care. So I gave you today all of these whistleblowers. I have 25 more. I have so many more people. And what's happening is they're going to try to stop the certification of this primary election. So that's so important for people to understand. I want people to know that if they have election corruption, they can text me 917-287-1314. If this is happening in Florida, it can happen everywhere, Chase. And I'm very concerned because I don't think President Trump can win at this point. I think the corruption is too serious now.
Can win the general election or just win Florida?
I don't think he can win the general election. I think the paper ballot is great, but the way they count the ballot decides who wins. It doesn't matter how many people we register to vote, and everyone should vote 100%, but take a picture of your ballot and who you voted for, just in case we need to do major audits, because what they do is they basically get into the machines. And so we have to have hand counting of the ballot.
Absolutely, Corin. Well, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the War Room here on InfoWars. Thank you so much for coming on and putting this whole thing together and working with the great crew we have here and just blowing the whistle on this. I hope that you are wrong about what can happen in November regarding Trump. But obviously, this is not just – people think that the Democrats are the only people who are corrupt, just like Americans think that, you know, China or Russia are the only people who are evil. We have to realize that all people in all places with all incentives and motives are capable of doing the same corrupt things. We have to fix the systems to root that out entirely. And I just want to go to this clip because we have a couple of minutes left before the break. This is clip number 27. While we have example of example after example of voter polls and rolls being just totally polluted, of mail-in ballots going out that weren't really supposed to go out in hundreds of thousands on a single day, which happens to be a Sunday, of people counting the ballots in elections that they are themselves running in, of just levels of corruption and depravity unseen. We have the hypocrisy also that adds the insult to injury. In this video, 27, of a Venezuelan migrant trying to get into the DNC was denied due to lack of ID. So they're making you show ID in order to get into the DNC because, you know, security is important if you're a leftist and you're trying to have a convention and, you know, legalize a coup and certify a coup. But they won't apply the same rigorous standards to our elections at all. Let's go ahead and run this clip.
Hey, Steve Cortez here on the west side of Chicago, Democratic National Convention at United Center. The Democrats, of course, want open borders and want an endless stream of illegal migrants pouring into the United States. This is my new acquaintance, Edwin. Say hello.
My name is Edwin. Nice to meet you.
All right, Edwin is from Venezuela. And we're going to take Edwin into the DNC so that he can meet the Democrats who want open borders. He should meet his new friends, hear the speakers, and learn about the Democratic Party. So, Edwin, let's head in, shall we?
Excelente.
This is Edwin from Venezuela, migrant, invited in by the Democrat Party. He'd like to come into the Democratic Convention.
You have to get some credentials. Yep, you have to go to Jackson.
Yep. Wait, you mean he needs credentials and permission to come in to get past the wall?
Yes.
It's like a border wall in a way, huh?
Yeah. You have to have ID, credentials.
To come to the United States? Not to come to the United States. Okay, but to come to the Democratic Convention.
Where did they find this guy?
Okay. You believe in security. You believe in securing a boundary.
He's just so glad to be there.
Everyone can't come in.
That's Listen, all I know.
I commend you on guarding this border. You're doing it very effectively, folks.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi there. We would like to get some credentials for Edwin. Come on, Edwin. Edwin is from Venezuela.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
So we tried to get Edwin into the convention. He's a migrant from Venezuela. No organization, just American. Okay. And he's a migrant from Venezuela. Wanted to get into the convention. We figured that they would love to have a migrant from Venezuela come in. They said we need the credentials, so we're here to get the credentials.
Okay. Has anyone filled out an application for him?
So you have to. There's a process in the application. I mean, he didn't have that at the border. Just to be clear, we have been ejected from the DNC credentialing office because we're not permitted to be here. We don't have permission. We didn't go through the application process. It seems like the United States would use similar rules about crossing the U.S. border. DNC doesn't believe in that, but they do believe in it for their own convention. This is Edwin. He's from Venezuela. He's a migrant. Democratic Party wants an endless stream of migrants into America, so I'd like him to go and meet his political friends, listen to the speeches, and come into the Democratic convention. While you're laughing, he's allowed to come to the United States without identification or permission. Can he come into the DNC?
I don't think the Secret Service is going to go for it, no.
They're not going to go for it? Well, they went for it at the border.
Well, maybe he can get credentials.
Stop. How can we help you, sir?
We'd like to get Edwin in. Democratic Party invited him into America from Venezuela. We'd like to get Edwin in to meet his Democratic friends. So we do need credentials here to get past this heavily armed barrier. Well, Edwin, Kamala Harris is an open border. You're allowed in America. You're not allowed into her party. Oh, well, Edwin, we tried. Two gates, credentials, 0 for 3. That's a strikeout in BS Ball. See? Today's strikes.
Unbelievable, folks. All right, we're coming up on a break here in 1 minute. Before we go to break, I must remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got some of our flagship products back in stock. It's really a miracle because we didn't know that we were going to be able to order some of these products. We've got BodyEase for 25% off. Now, BodyEase is an amazing supplement for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, and joint support. 95% curcuminoid, turmeric formula here. Turmeric is something that's been used by cultures to deal with inflammation, pain, swelling, things of that nature for literally thousands of years. You can just look it up. It's well-founded in both Western medicine and Eastern medicine as a very healthy substance to consume for things like inflammation, flexibility support, and joint support. Not only are you investing in yourself when you get BodyEase and your own health and comfort, flexibility, joint support, things of that nature, but you're also keeping InfoWars on the air at a time when the New World Order is trying to bring down all truth and justice in humanity itself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day. But she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back, she said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah. But that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.